This is an Alert USA Threat Journal National Situation Update for the week ending Saturday, August 30th, 2014. This week in security news, on multiple occasions this week, Alert USA subscribers have been notified via text messages to their mobile devices regarding a terrorism threat emanating from the Middle East. On Wednesday, subscribers were notified of the release of a new online publication from Al-Qaeda's Yemen affiliate, also known as Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, which strongly hinted at some form of looming attack on the U.S., as well as encouraged lone wolf strikes on such targets as Las Vegas, New York's Times Square, the U.S. Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs, and other military bases and defense-related installations. The publication also provided instructions and shopping lists for the construction of car bombs. The announcement of the release of the publication comes just days after the FBI and Department of Homeland Security issued a bulletin to local, state, and federal law enforcement agencies nationwide, warning that U.S. airstrikes in Iraq could provoke retaliation by Islamic State sympathizers in the U.S. While the standard boilerplate statement of there being no evidence of a credible plot was included, the bulletin specifically warned that lone wolf attackers are difficult to thwart. Quote, "Lone wolf terrorists present law enforcement with limited opportunities to detect and disrupt plots, which frequently involves simply plotting against targets of opportunity." Federal officials also report that there is evidence foreign fighters have in fact returned to their home countries and started Islamic State cells. Further, unnamed federal officials are being quoted in mainstream news outlets that U.S. intelligence agencies are picking up increased chatter amongst Islamist terror networks as the 13th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks approaches. Quote, "We've noticed a significant increase in chatter among Islamic terrorist organizations overseas, both on the internet and phone lines. We did see this kind of increase in chatter before the September 11th attacks." On Friday of this week, Britain's Joint Terrorism Analysis Center raised the UK's terrorism threat level from substantial to severe, meaning they expect that a terrorist attack is highly likely. This move by the Brits is quite understandable considering the demographics of immigration in the region. Here in the U.S., a vast majority of our immigrant population comes from Mexico, Central, and South America. In Europe, the vast majority of their immigrant population comes from the Middle East and North Africa. And early Friday afternoon, Alert USA subscribers were notified via text messages to their mobile devices that the Department of Homeland Security and FBI were warning law enforcement agencies nationwide of an imminent terror threat involving car bombs, and the source of the threat is focused on a possible Islamic State terror cell operating in Juarez, Mexico, just over the border from El Paso, Texas. Listeners are reminded that just last week, following the resumption of airstrikes on Islamic State military positions, the organization posted a new internet video message warning the U.S. that it will attack Americans in any place if the raids continue. Additionally, Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, the same group who published the new online magazine mentioned earlier, also pledged their solidarity with the Islamic State. So what does this mean to you? At this point, it is important to again stress to listeners that despite a lack of any recent large-scale terror attacks on the homeland, it is certainly not for lack of trying. A friendly conversation with any federal agent or member of the special operations or intelligence communities within which you specifically ask will reveal that there are a near constant flow of individuals, organizations, and foreign states attempting to do harm to this country and its citizens. To think that this is all hype and fear-mongering is both dangerously naive and nearsighted. Facts are stubborn things, and one which even the most diehard dove or conspiracy theorist cannot deny is that since 9/11, there have been more than 23,000 separate terrorist attacks committed by Muslims around the world, and only a fraction of these are categorized as battlefield actions against U.S. or Western soldiers. The majority are incidents like attacks on schools and churches, suicide bombings on buses, car bombings in marketplaces, beheadings and crucifixions for either not being Muslim or not being Muslim enough, and these numbers do not include cyber attacks on financial institutions, physical attacks on critical infrastructure, or the many tens of thousands killed in northern Mexico over the last few years as a result of the war between drug cartels. While America has thus far been able to beat back a majority of those external aggressors who attempt to bring harm to the nation, it is only a matter of time before these types of incidents, and worse, reach our shores. From our insane border security and immigration policies to dramatic reductions in defense spending and the hollowing out of our military and national security infrastructure to rising tensions with adversaries like China and Russia, it should be readily obvious to anyone remotely paying attention that the days of a safe and secure American homeland are seriously threatened. Now is not the time to drop your guard and become complacent. In fact, you should be doing the opposite by increasing your level of situational awareness and becoming better prepared for emergencies. We encourage listeners to take a look at this week's Threat Journal newsletter and read the stories. Click some of the supporting hyperlinks and start filling out your level of knowledge of these threats, as well as how you can better prepare. As has been the case for over 12 years, Alert USA continues to closely monitor the overall domestic terrorism threat environment and will immediately notify service subscribers of new alerts, warnings, and advisories, or any other developments which signal a change in the overall threat picture as events warrant. In public health news, on 5 occasions this week, Alert USA subscribers were notified via text messages to their mobile devices regarding new warnings and actions by U.S. and World Health Authorities pertaining to the rapidly accelerating spread of the Ebola virus. On Sunday, the World Health Organization formally announced a new Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo, the second largest country in Africa. WHO indicates that it is a different strain than that currently spreading in Liberia, Sierra Leone, Guinea, and Nigeria. On Monday, the World Health Organization released a detailed situation assessment and warning statement calling the outbreak in West Africa unprecedented in many ways, including the high proportion of doctors, nurses, and other healthcare workers who have been infected. Quoting the situation assessment, "The fact that so many medical staff have developed the disease increases the level of anxiety. If doctors and nurses are getting infected, what chance does the general public have?" Unquote. Also on Monday, in preparation for the eventual arrival of Ebola cases here in the U.S., the Centers for Disease Control issued formal guidance to hospitals and mortuaries across the U.S. on the safe handling of human remains of Ebola patients. Given the highly infectious nature of the remains, the recommended methods of disposal are immediate cremation or placement within hermetically sealed containers. While not specifically spelled out in this document, it is highly unlikely that infected remains in any form would ever be released to families for normal funeral rites. And late this week, the U.S. State Department issued a cautionary statement warning U.S. citizens traveling abroad that they may be subject to increased screening procedures, travel restrictions, and reduced aviation transportation options in response to the Ebola outbreak. If you are traveling abroad either to or through the affected region, or anywhere else really, you may be required to undergo health screenings, be forced into quarantine, or even restricted from traveling for up to 21 days, depending upon the nature of the immediate threat or the decision of the Foreign Health Agency. And the State Department rightfully makes clear that neither the Bureau of Consular Affairs nor U.S. embassies have any authority over quarantine issues should local health authorities require it. As reported over the last several weeks, Alert USA warns listeners that the global spread of the Ebola virus is very realistically just getting started and is expected to continue for many months to come. As the director of the CDC has warned, the arrival of Ebola-infected individuals in the U.S. is quote-unquote inevitable. Alert USA strongly recommends that airline travelers and those using public transportation become hypersensitive about your proximity to those visibly ill during your trips. While health authorities stress that Ebola is not airborne, it is transmissible, as with most other contagions, via airborne saliva particles and droplets, such as those released in coughs and sneezes. Additionally, the CDC now admits that the virus is transmissible via casual contact, which they define as anywhere within 3 feet of an infected person. As such, your increased polite vigilance can only be a benefit to your overall safety, and as the days and weeks move forward, this only becomes increasingly important. You can find much more in this story, including preparedness resources and links to the high points and quoted statements made in this report, in this week's issue of the Threat Journal newsletter. As always, Alert USA continues to closely monitor developments with the spread of this virus and will immediately notify service subscribers of the release of important notices and warnings by government agencies or any other change in the overall threat environment which could impact you as events warrant. Turning now to Central Europe. On Thursday of this week, Alert USA subscribers were notified of what appears to be a Russian invasion of Ukraine. According to Dutch Brigadier General Nico Tack, director of NATO's Comprehensive Crisis and Operations Management Center, new satellite images released by NATO show Russian military convoys and soldiers, equipped with sophisticated heavy weaponry, are now operating inside Ukraine's sovereign territory. General Tack went on to say that Russia is reinforcing and resupplying separatist forces in a blatant attempt to change the momentum of the fighting, which is currently favoring the Ukrainian military. Following 24 hours of harsh words from the U.S., NATO, and the U.N., Russian President Vladimir Putin on Friday publicly warned Western powers, saying that Russia's armed forces and nuclear arsenal were ready to meet any aggression. Quote, "It's best not to mess with us," unquote. In travel security news, listeners are reminded that there are currently more than 36 formal U.S. government-issued travel warnings in effect for locations around the world specifically identified as posing significant risks for U.S. citizens. This is in addition to a worldwide caution specifically warning of the continuing threat of terrorist actions and violence against U.S. citizens and interests globally. If you are planning travel abroad, even to such common locations as the Caribbean, Mexico, or Europe, now more than ever, you're advised to regularly check the U.S. State Department's travel website where information can be found about the security situation at your destination. This has been an Alert USA Threat Journal National Situation Update for the week ending Saturday, August 30th, 2014.